जय राधा माधव पुण्य विहारी
And now chapter 21, The Dynasty of Bharat. Shukdev Goswami said, Because Bharadvaja was delivered by the Maru demigods, he was known as Vitata. The son of Vitata was Manyu, and from Manyu came five sons, Brihatkshatra, Jaya, Mahavirya, Nara, and Garga. Of these five, the one known as Nara had a son named Sankriti. O Maharaj Parikshit, descendant of Pandu, Sankriti had two sons named Guru and Rantideva. Rantideva is famous in both this world and the next, for he is glorified not only in human society, but also in the society of the demigods. Rantideva never endeavored to earn anything. He would enjoy whatever he got by the arrangement of Providence. But when guests came, he would give them everything. Thus he underwent considerable suffering along with the members of his family. Indeed, he and his family members shivered for want of food and water, yet Rantideva always remained sober. Once, after fasting for 48 days, in the morning Rantideva received some water and some foodstuffs made with milk and ghee. But when he and his family were about to eat, a Brahmin guest arrived. Because Rantideva perceived the presence of the Supreme Godhead everywhere and in every living entity, he received the guest with faith and respect and gave him a share of the food. The Brahmin guest ate his share and then went away. Thereafter, having divided the remaining food with his relatives, Rantideva was just about to eat his own share when a Shudra guest arrived. Seeing the Shudra in relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, King Rantideva gave him also a share of the food. When the Shudra went away, another guest arrived, surrounded by dogs, and said, O King, I and my company of dogs are very hungry. Please give us something to eat. With great respect, King Rantideva offered the balance of the food to the dogs and the master of the dogs, who had come as guests. The king offered them all respects and obeisances. Thereafter, only the drinking water remained, and there was only enough to satisfy one person. But when the king was just about to drink it, a chandala appeared and said, O king, although I am low-born, kindly give me some drinking water. Aggrieved at hearing the pitiable words of the poor, fatigued chandala, Maharaj Rantideva spoke the following nectarine words. I do not pray to the Supreme Personality of Godhead for the eight perfections of mystic yoga, nor for salvation from repeated birth and death. I want only to stay among all the living entities and suffer all distresses on their behalf so that they may be freed from suffering. By offering my water to maintain the life of this poor chandala who is struggling to live, I have been freed from all hunger, thirst, fatigue, trembling of the body, moroseness, distress, lamentation, and illusion. Having spoken thus, King Rantideva, although on the verge of death because of thirst, gave his own portion of water to the chandala without hesitation, for the king was naturally very kind and sober. Demigods like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, who can satisfy all materially ambitious men by giving them the rewards they desire, then manifested their own identities before King Runtideva, for it was they who had presented themselves as the Brahman, Shudra, Chandala, and so on. King Runtideva had no ambition to enjoy material benefits from the demigods. He offered them obeisances, but because he was factually attached to Lord Vishnu, Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he fixed his mind at Lord Vishnu's lotus feet. O Maharaj Pariksit, because King Runtideva was a pure devotee, always Krishna conscious and free from all material desires, the Lord's illusory energy, Maya, could not exhibit herself before him. On the contrary, for him, Maya entirely vanished, exactly like a dream. All those who followed the principles of King Runtideva were totally favored by his mercy and became pure devotees attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan. Thus they all became the best of yogis. From Garga came a son named Shini, and his son was Gargya. Although Gargya was a Kshatriya, there came from him a generation of Brahmins. From Mahavirya came a son named Durtakshaya, whose sons were Triyaruni, Kavi, and Pushkararuni. Although these sons of Durtakshaya took birth in a dynasty of Kshatriyas, they too attained the position of Brahmins. Brihatkshatra had a son named Hasti, who established the city of Hastinapur. From King Hasti came three sons named Ajamida, Vimida, and Purumida. The descendants of Ajamida, headed by Priyameda, all achieved the position of Brahmins. From Ajamida came a son named Brihadishu. From Brihadishu came a son named Brihadanu. From Brihadanu a son named Brihatkaya. And from Brihatkaya a son named Jayadratha. The son of Jayadratha was Vishada, and his son was Sienajit. The sons of Sienajit were Ruchirashva, Drithahanu, Kashya, and Vatsa. The son of Ruchirashva was Pada, and the sons of Pada were Prithusena and Nipa. Nipa had 100 sons. King Nipa begot a son named Brahmadatta through the womb of his wife Kritvi, who was the daughter of Shuka. And Brahmadatta, who was a great yogi, begot a son named Vishvaksena through the womb of his wife Sarasvati. Following the instructions of the great sage Jagishabya, Vishvaksena compiled an elaborate description of the mystic yoga system. From Vishvaksena, Udaksena was born, and from Udaksena, Balata. All these sons are known as descendants of Brihadishu. The son of Dvamida was Yavinada, whose son was Kritiman. The son of Kritiman was well known as Satyadriti. From Satyadriti came a son named Dridanemi, who became the father of Suparshva. From Suparshva came a son named Sumati. From Sumati came Sanatiman. And from Sanatiman came Kriti, who achieved mystic power from Brahma and taught 6 samhitas of the Pratyasama verses of the Samaveda. The son of Kriti was Nipa, the son of Nipa, Udgrayuda, the son of Udgrayuda, Kshemya, the son of Kshemya, Suvira, and the son of Suvira, Ripunjaya. From Ripunjaya came a son named Bahurata. Purumida was sonless. Ajamida had a son named Nila by his wife known as Nalini, and the son of Nila was Shanti. The son of Shanti was Sushanti. The son of Sushanti was Puruja, and the son of Puruja was Arka. From Arka came Varmyashva, and from Varmyashva came five sons, Mudgala, Yavinara, Brihadvishva, Kampila, and Sangjaya. Varmyashva prayed to his sons, O my sons, please take charge of my five states, for you are quite competent to do so. Thus his five sons were known as the Panchalas. From Mudgala came a dynasty of Brahmins known as Modgalya. Mudgala, the son of Varmyashva, had twin children, one male and the other female. The male child was named Devodasa, and the female child was named Ahalya. From the womb of Ahalya, by the semen of her husband, Gotama, came a son named Shatanand. The son of Shatanand was Satyadriti, who was expert in archery, and the son of Satyadriti was Sharadvan. When Sharadvan met Urvashi, he discharged semen, which fell on a clump of shatagrass. From this semen were born two all-auspicious babies, one male and the other female. While Maharaj Shantanu was on a hunting excursion, he saw the male and female children lying in the forest, and out of compassion, he took them home. Consequently, the male child was known as Kripa, and the female child was named Kripi. Kripi later became the wife of Dronacharya. Thus ends the 21st chapter of the 9th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Dynasty of Bharat.